Joining me now on Skype is Manitoba author Doreen Pengress, who has just written and published a book called Before You Say Yes, A Guide to the Pleasures and Pitfalls of Volunteer Boards, and that was put out by Dundurn Press about a year ago. And the book, while it's not specifically Ukrainian-oriented, it is by a Ukrainian-Canadian author, and also it addresses a topic that many people in the Ukrainian community are involved in. It's very common for most people in the Ukrainian community who are active to be on one board or another. And in reading this book of Doreen's, there are many things that perhaps we don't always think about when we do accept the invitation to get on a board. So we've got Doreen with us now to tell us a little bit about her book and some of the topics that she covers. So thanks so much for joining us here, Doreen.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk about volunteerism because, as you mentioned, it does affect so many people's lives. I think most of us have that spirit to help our communities in some way. And I know I learned about volunteerism from my father. He was a first-generation Ukrainian-Canadian, and he spent a lot of his efforts volunteering for his church. He was president of the church and president of different community groups, including the Knights of Columbus and whatnot. And I learned a lot from him about how important it is to help our community groups, because otherwise nobody else is going to do it. If you don't do it, no one else will. So that's kind of how I grew up. And I've been volunteering now for over 25 years for a lot of different organizations. And I put this book together after I finished a six-year term with Access Copyright, which is Canada's copyright licensing agency. And when I went off that board, I really felt a void, a personal void, because I had devoted so much of my time and efforts to that board that all of a sudden I felt like, wow, what am I going to do now? And I thought, you know what, I should write a book about this because no one ever has done that in Canada. And I was fortunate to find a publisher who was interested in it. And so the book is really just a guide on how to deal with different problems or situations you may encounter while you're serving on a board. And that's why it's called A Guide to the Pleasures and Pitfalls of Volunteer Boards, because we look at the positive and the negative.
Mm-hmm. You take a really professional approach to it. There are a lot of issues that you deal with that people in the corporate world have to be aware of, legalities and protocols and things like that, especially when you've got hands-on directors.
Yes, well, actually, whether it's a really small board or a larger board, they should operate under the Robert's Rules of Order, where they use a certain protocol to have efficient and well-organized meetings. And that means having a minute taker, and that means having, you know, formal minutes and motions to conduct the business of the board. And I think that if small groups adopt those same practices, they can operate much more efficiently and effectively. In other words, get business done a lot faster than stumbling around without an agenda or without formal minutes to keep track of what's being done from meeting to meeting.
And that's one of the largest complaints, I think, is that, you know, a meeting is called for an hour and it's 3 hours that have gone by, and, you know, you've got to item 2 of 20 on the agenda, and you have to table the rest because, you know, there's just been all this discussion, which, you know, is probably interesting and valid points are raised and so forth, but they're really off topic.
Yes, well, it's up to the chair of, you know, any board to really run the meeting efficiently. And so when you attend a meeting such as that, you know, if you're not the chair and you're finding that the chair is not operating the meeting effectively or efficiently, the key is to remind them that we should introduce Robert's Rules of Order to our organization, because that is how boards should be operated. And that applies whether it's a sports team or a school board or a professional organization or a fundraising group. Everyone should operate by those rules. Even the little, you know, community club by my house here, I was on that board for a couple of years, and we used Robert's Rules of Order to try and keep our meetings running efficiently, because I'm a busy person. I don't want to be sitting there listening to someone harp on about something for an hour. Each item of discussion should be given a certain number of minutes on the agenda, and that agenda should be followed so that everyone that's participating in the discussion knows how long is to be allotted for each topic.
Mm-hmm. One of the other neat things that that I noticed that you bring up is human interaction and how you can politely be insistent to get people back on track and deal with personality conflicts on boards as well.
Yes, I think one of the most disruptive things to any board is having an egotistical person on that board. And I do talk about that in my book. I think I call it Leave Your Hat at the Door, because you want to make sure that you're coming into that meeting without any prejudices and without any allegiances to another group that may interfere with the operations of the group that you are currently serving. So it's really important to realize that you're there to serve the association or organization and not to further your own personal goals or your own beliefs. You know, I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with, you know, and they, especially if they have big egos, they think, oh, this is an opportunity for me to accomplish my goals and raise my profile. And yes, your volunteer activity should provide some positive impact on your own personal life or situation, but that shouldn't be the primary reason for you being involved.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed in your book that you draw on your own personal anecdotes as well as anecdotes of people that you have worked with on boards. Just give us an idea of some of the organizations that you have worked with in what capacity. Over the years.
Well, you know, as I say, I kind of grew up in a house where volunteering was very important. And I believe my grandfather also was very involved in the community. So it's something that's been in our family for generations. And so I began volunteering, as soon as I got out of university and I started my first job, I was already volunteering for the United Way and then the Alzheimer's Society. So I started with charitable organizations. And then as I was working in Manitoba Public Insurance for years, I served on the union committee there, the Manitoba Government Employees Union, and I was involved with that organization for many years, and I've been on the professional organizations for my writers associations. Like, I'm now currently the national vice president of the Professional Writers Association of Canada, and I've been on the board of the Manitoba Women Business Owners and the International Association of Business Communicators and many groups. I am the type of person that if I am passionate about a subject, I'll belong to the organization that represents that subject, and then I usually end up joining the board and actually trying to accomplish something to further the organization. So I am a doer. There's no doubt about that.
And just like most people that serve on boards and many people listening to the program now who are involved on one board or another, one committee or another, because that's what you do on a board is that's the whole reason for joining is you want to get something done and you want to create something for the greater good and for the community and for your fellow community members.
That's exactly right. And I think it's also a huge professional development or personal development tool. Also, like, volunteering can open so many doors for individuals because it often gives you the opportunity to try different things or learn different things that you wouldn't otherwise encounter. And I thank so much my years with the Manitoba Government Employees Union and Manitoba Public Insurance and other organizations where and of course Access Copyright was huge for me. I learned so much about the law and about copyright law and about, how leadership is developed. I'm very involved with Toastmasters International, and through Toastmasters, I've learned so much about leadership so I've helped the organization, but in turn, it's helped me hugely.
And I think a lot of people look at volunteerism as saying it's unpaid work, but when you think about what you learn, it's actually free tuition, isn't it?
It is, that's right. You know, I think if people think of it that way as a learning tool, they're giving of themselves, yes, but they're getting back so much more than they give, and it enriches your life in so very many ways. I think I'm just a born volunteer, and I'll probably be volunteering into my 80s if I'm able to. You know?
Well, there's so much in your book, Doreen, for people from starting out talking about interviewing and screening boards and making a decision, not just because nobody else is going to do it, but is this a good fit for me and the board? And to make your experience as a board member a pleasure for yourself and for the people that you serve with. So this is a really fabulous book. It's not a large book. It's an easy book to read. It's like talking to you, Doreen. Read this book and it echoes some of our conversations over the phone. So for listeners who are on boards or thinking of being on board, or anybody who's involved in volunteerism, or if you know somebody, it's a great Christmas gift, get this book. It's not expensive. It is how much, Doreen, and how do you get it?
Well, it's under $20. It sells for $19.99 at the list price, but often, different bookstores may have it on special. But if you go to my website, which is wizardofwords.net, you can take a live link right to my publisher's website where you can order the book. You can also get it, at Chapters and at McNally Robinson Booksellers in Canada. In the States, you can get it through Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon. And there's also an ebook version, which is selling for under $8. So it's really accessible to people. And I did write it in a conversational tone so that anyone can read it, understand it, learn from it, and put it into practice easily. It'll fit into any kind of group. So you're right. It makes an excellent Christmas gift. And I appreciate you mentioning that.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, Doreen, about your book. And I'll just mention that we met on Twitter. And you're great in social media. So if anybody else is in social media, Doreen's got some very interesting posts. The other things that she does besides write books on volunteerism is just amazing. So she's just a delight to follow on her blog, on Facebook and Twitter. So I certainly would recommend anybody who's looking for someone interesting to follow to definitely follow Doreen. So how do we do that, Doreen? How do we contact you that way?
Well, thanks, Paulette. I've really enjoyed getting to know you also through social media. And as I mentioned, my website is wizardofwords.net. And if people go to my website, they can link up with me on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I have two blogs. I have a writer's blog, which I talk about lifestyle issues and things on. But I also have a chocolate travel blog compiling research on, because my next book is going to be on chocolate and travels.
And you never know what kind of organizations related to chocolate there might be out there that people can volunteer for.
I think chocolate is the universal language. Everybody loves chocolate. And if they don't love chocolate, they live with a chocolate lover.
Thank you again, Doreen, for joining us and telling us about your book. Once more, the book is called Before You Say Yes, A Guide to the Pleasures and Pitfalls of Volunteer Boards. And you can get it from major booksellers, or visit Doreen at her blog, which is wizardofwords.net.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks again, Doreen. It's been a pleasure, and hope to talk to you soon. Good luck with your next book.
Thanks a lot, Paulette.